Beavers off the good assist by Kinsey Enix, 12-8.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangler in Wilcox as the Falcons welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes and Overton Eagles. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Elm Creek digs. Ferguson sets to the outside. Rolled across there by Casey Sutherland. Good dig in the back row that time by the Falcons, and it's passed across. Passing it to Ferguson. Middle attack. Here comes Tori Miner. She's blocked up front once. Now the ball's above the net, and Wilcox Hildreth goes up to put it away.
Overton enters tonight's action unbeaten, and Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth try to hand them their first defeat of the season. It's the Falcon Triangler coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wilcox Hildreth High School with sports director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, from Wilcox Hildreth High School. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We had some technical difficulties to start our night off tonight, folks, and we apologize for that. And happens from time to time, and we'll move on from where we're at as Wilcox Hildreth, Overton, and Elm Creek are our three teams that are playing here in the Triangular, and Wilcox Hildreth and Overton have just completed the first set with Overton winning it 25-15. This was tight early on, 16-12. Overton got out to a lead and then pulled away for the 25-15 victory in this first set. We will tell you that these are the lineups here for Overton, coming in undefeated at 5-0. Wilcox Hildreth is 3-3. Overton goes with junior Alyssa Bourbon, number 14, a senior Alex Carlson, number 9, senior Madison Beavers, number 5, senior Diana Arp, number 3, junior Danny Jewett, and number 1, Kinsey Enix. She's a senior. The libero is Addie Fisher, who served well in that first set. She is a junior. Haley Ryan and Alishi Remigy are the coaches. For Wilcox Hildreth, their rotation is number 21, 5'8", sophomore Sophie Gruel, number 22, 5'10", senior Mackenzie Aspergren, number 10, 5'7", senior Rachel Earhart, number 4, 5'6", junior Riley Jenkins, number 7, 5'11", senior Jessica Harms, number 6, 5'9", sophomore Cameron Preston, and libero is Randy Lushen, a 5'6", senior. She wears number 5. So Overton wins the first set 25-15, and we'll get some action to you here on Classic Hits as we go to Game 2 right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
And our second set is underway with Kinsey Enix serving it away here for the Eagles. Wilcox Hildreth passes it back over, but a middle attack by Madison Beavers will end the point, and Overton is up 1-0 here to start the second set. Second serve is across. Wilcox Hildreth at the net, rolls it across there with Earhart. Wilcox Hildreth trying to get the block there, and will pick it up on the return from the Eagles. It was an overpass and bumped across there in the middle by Jenkins. Middle attack again by Beavers, and in the net called on Wilcox Hildreth, so Overton up by a score of 2-0. As far as the attacks for this Overton Eagle ball club, they've got a lot of experience coming back, and Beavers leads the team in kills with 52-42 for Enix, and the serve is across by Kinsey with a 2-0 lead second set. Outside attack driven across there by Rachel Earhart, coached by Mike Smith, the longtime coach at Alma, now here at Wilcox Hildreth, trying to revive this program as it'll be taken across by Aspergren, rolled right back over by Overton. A lot of play right here at the net. Wilcox Hildreth will try to take it across, and into the net it goes. Four hits will be called, and a point for Overton. 3-0 out of the gate here in game number two. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, glad you're with us here for this Fort Kearney Conference action as Enix drops an ace serve over the net to make it 4-0. So Overton off to a better start here in game two. Then in game one, it was back and forth. Overton got off to a little bit of a lead, but as we said, 9-6, 16-12 before they pulled away for the 25-15 win. Good cross-court attack here by Wilcox Hildreth, Rachel Earhart, to get the first point of this second set for the Falcons. 4-1. Back to serve it away for Wilcox Hildreth will be the libero and Randy Lushen. And Lushen will fire this one down the right side, picked up there by Beavers. Good pass to the middle. Back set to the outside, punched across there by Bourbon, and blocked at the net by Beavers on the quick return. Swatted across that time by Gruel. Fair game in the middle of the net. Nice drive across that time by Madison Beavers. It goes off of Gruel's head, but it kept it alive. And now Wilcox Hildreth dumps it across to get the point, but a lift is called in the middle of that on the Falcons. There were so many quick passes there. And Sophie Gruel kind of shaking the effects of that big swing from Beavers off, and it'll be a side out here for Overton, 5-1. And serving it away will be Addie Fisher. Fisher fires it deep middle to Gruel. Here's the set to the outside. Left-handed attack is going to be into the net. That time by Jessica Harms with the block was Alex Carlson, and it is 6-1 Overton. Again, Elm Creek is our third team here. They will play Overton next and Wilcox Hildreth to finish it up tonight. And there's an ace serve. Fisher, she had an ace to start the match. Now she's got one here in the second set, and it is 7-1 in favor of the Overton Eagles. They have defeated Loomis, Pleasanton, Axtell, SEM, and Cambridge so far this season. As the deep serve is handled there by Wilcox Hildreth, they'll set it across with Jessica Harms. Set to the outside and tipped across Beavers, but didn't get it across. Four hits will be called. Just tried to go with that little dink shot over the single block. Couldn't get it to go. Point for the Falcons. For Wilcox Hildreth, their three wins, Elwood, SEM, Shelton, and they've also lost to SEM, Alma, and Axtell. So three quality wins for Wilcox Hildreth as they've got it in the back row on the return of serve. Middle attack going to be driven to the net. Blocked up front by Beavers, but right there to keep it off of her swing was Jessica Harms. Now Beavers will dump it back over for the Eagles. The Falcons will go after it, and in the net's going to be called. Been a lot of plays close to the net. Hasn't been a whole lot in the back row. A lot of just trying to keep that ball alive on both sides of the net. Leading the way for Wilcox Hildreth, Rachel Earhart. And then you got Cameron Preston, who has just come back to the ball club off of injury. So the Eagles will fire it across, leading it by a score of 8-2. Attack is going to go off the net, but rolls over here. Overton goes right side on the attack. Will be Jewett, dugout back row. Middle attack by Wilcox Hildreth's Harms again. Blocked up front, double block that time by Jewett and Beavers. Blocked again. Wilcox Hildreth able to scrap it back across, though. And a short set Beavers. She'll drive it across. And great defense here by the Falcons. Long rally going again in the middle. It's lofted over the double block by Harms. One more time for Overton. This time they go left wing, and getting the tap kill will be Diana Arp. Long, long rally. And a timeout will be called here by Wilcox Hildreth. First set goes to Overton 25-15. They're up 9-2, game two on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And we're ready to play some more volleyball out of the Wilcox-Hildreth timeout. Serving the ball across, Alex Carlson had a lot of movement on that one. Wilcox-Hildreth goes to the outside. Preston takes it across, and it will be lofted right back to him. With the kill is Diana Arp. Makes it 10-2 here. Overton now in cruise control. Boy, Wilcox-Hildreth came out and played strong at the start, but it seems like Overton's will is kind of wearing them down here a little bit. And the serve again by Alex Carlson, looking for three in a row. Picked up that time by Gruhl. Set to the outside and pushed across there with a free ball is going to be Preston. Middle attack again, Beavers. Right there is blocking her his arms and then bounces it back over to Enix. Again, a lot of play at the net, and it's rolled over and good by Diana Arp, her third kill of this game. So not a lot of big swings, and when they do get a big swing there from Beavers, well, Cax Hildreth has done a good job of keeping it up, but just a lot of scrappy points right now in this ball game. And an ace serve for Alex Carlson. And it is four in a row from her, 12-2 now in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. Or excuse me, of Overton. They won the first set 25-15, going for the sweep to go to 6-0. Carlson right down the middle, dug out there by Earhart, stays in the middle. Coming up Harms, taps it across, then she'll get the kill. Jessica Harms, her first kill of this second set, and finally the Falcons able to get the ball back on offense. Riley Jenkins will go back and serve it away. 12-3 in favor of Overton. Jenkins serve. Right down the middle, picked up there by Carlson. A little miscommunication. They won't get it back over. Enix was trying to get to it, and by the time she got there, she was only able to kind of jab at it. No chance to return the ball over. And a point for Wilcox Hildreth. Serve it right down the near side. Picked up there by Fisher. Set all the way to the right side. Beavers is there, and she'll drive it home for her second kill of this game. 13-4, Overton. Beavers will go back and serve it away. This is a program replacing Grace Eklund, the All-Stater, that is still off to a 5-0 start with a good crop of returning starters this year for Coach Ryan. Middle attack that time by Jessica Harms, dug up by Overton. They go to the middle, and Enix will tip it over. It's down and good. Wilcox Hildreth was in the net anyway, but the ball was down. We'll give Enix the kill, and it is 14-4. Beavers to try and continue the run here. Serves that one into the deep corner to Earhart. Set outside. Harms again. Big swing through the double block. It's overpass. Free ball right back to Wilcox Hildreth. Harms in the middle again. Beavers digs it again. Carlson has to run it down. Trouble for Overton, and they will not get it across. Nice job up front there by Jessica Harms to keep on swinging. Harms, a 5'11 senior, bringing the power. And a substitution now for Wilcox Hildreth. Mackenzie Aspergen returns. 5'10 senior to the middle. And back to servant, Shayna Fouts. And Fouts with the serve. Down the near side here to Enix. Carlson runs it down. Kinsey right next to the antenna drops it in for the kill. Second kill for Enix. The seventh kill of this game for Overton, taking a 15-5 lead. And back in, Alyssa Bourbon for the Eagles. Back to serve it away will be Diana Arp. And Arp. Soft one, just got across the net. Trouble here for Wilcox Hildreth, but they keep it alive and then dump it into the net. And the error will make it 16-5 in favor of Overton. And the officials want to talk about something here. Looks like, oh, well, something came down on the net, so they're working on it there. Again, we want to remind you that this is a Thursday night of high school volleyball. More volleyball coming your way tonight. Elm Creek will play Overton next, and then Wilcox Hildreth in our final match around 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, we've got high school football here on Classic Hits. It will be Shelton traveling to Fullerton, and on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner's at Kennesaw. All of those teams ranked in the top 10 in Class D2. Kearney Catholic will be at Ogallala on ESPN 1460. That game kicks off at 7:30. The rest of the games kick off at 7. Next Tuesday night, we have got a Class B top 10 battle, top 5 battle actually right now, as number 1 Grand Island Northwest will host number 4 Aurora. Aurora took Northwest to 3 sets at the Beatrice Invitational earlier this season. It is Wilcox Hildreth's Falcon Invitational, triangular here tonight. Overton has the first set 25-15. They're up 16-5 in the second. And while they work on the equipment, we'll take a break and be right back.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And our equipment on the net has been fixed. Shannon Callahan subs in for Wilcox Hildreth, and the serve is across by Diana Arp, and it'll be returned out of bounds. So a point here for Overton. Shelby Fouts checking in. Had the wrong 16. Fouts checking in for Will Hill. 17-5. And Arp to serve it away again. And that one mishit. And out of bounds it goes. The service error will give the ball back over to Wilcox Hildreth. See if they can find some of that play that they had at the start of this match. Since it was 16-12, it has been a 26-6 run by Overton. And Will Hill with a good solid serve cross court. Kenzie Enix on the middle attack. Dug out there by Riley Jenkins and punched across by Earhart. Back on the offense, Overton goes to the outside. The cross-court attack by Bourbon is dug out and tipped back over the double block, but in the net called on Overton. Wouldn't have mattered. The tip kill was down for Earhart anyway. And the seventh point of the game here for the Falcons. And the serve by Cameron Preston, strong across to the middle. Addie Fisher, a little quick slide is driven home by Kinsey Enix. Her third kill. Good quick that time by Overton. Take an 18-7 lead, and it will be for Overton. Danny Jewett to go back and serve it away. Kind of mixed up with the colors here. Overton wearing black. Wilcox Hildreth, usually a black squad, wearing light blue. Serves across to a good swing on the outside by Earhart. Wilcox Hildreth gets the kill. Third kill of this game for Earhart. Side out here for the Falcons. And back to serve it away will be Shelby Fouts, another senior. Good mixture of seniors, not a whole lot of juniors on this team, just a lot of seniors and sophomores. Short cross-court serve. Beavers just barely kept it alive. Has to be punched across out of the back row. A chance here for the Falcons. And trying to dump it across there is the setter, Jenkins. Again, a free ball sent across. Middle attack this time will be driven across, and it is a little deep off the swing of Nichols, and out of bounds it goes. Fouts, and out of bounds it goes. 19-8 Overton. And Kenzie Enix now back to serve it away again. Enix had four in a row to start the game, but the first one here goes into the net. So the ball comes right back over to Wilcox Hildreth. 19-9 Overton, game two. The Eagles took the first one 25-15. Waiting to get the libero into the ball game, it looks like here for Wilcox Hildreth. And Randy Lushen is in to go serve the volleyball away. And back into the front row, Jessica Harms. So Coach Smith has quite a few kids he can put in here on every rotation. Enix with the quick set slide. Beavers drives it across and hit the tape. Wilcox Hildreth goes into the stands to save it, and they're able to pass it across with Lushen. Just barely got over. Back set right side. Overton on the attack. That time it's driven across by Callahan. Dug out and returned by Wilcox Hildreth's Rachel Earhart. Middle attack. Beavers drives it across. I'll tell you, Wilcox Hildreth sure digs a lot of them out, but an overpass, and it's flicked down by Madison Beavers. This color scheme has got my brain backwards here tonight, as it's 20-9 Overton, and to serve it away will be Addie Fisher. Fisher's serve goes into the back far corner, picked up by Lushen. Outside attack will be driven across from off the net by Earhart. Play at the net, and it's down and good for the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. Earhart there again. And they're into double digits, 20-10. Rachel will go back to serve it away. Down the near line, picked up by Callahan, goes into the back row, has to be passed across, and is by Mackenzie Beavers. Now middle attack by the Falcons, rolls off the net, down and good by Jessica Harms. Got a little help from the tape that time, and it's 22-11. Serving away again is Rachel Earhart. Earhart with the serve. Right down the middle, passes off the mark. That's going to be an ace. 20-12. Wilcox Hildreth trying to make a late charge here and get back into this second set. Overton 5 points away from their sixth win in six matches. Serve across, handled that time by Fisher. Pass to the middle. Beavers on the swing. It's dug out there by Earhart. Set to the outside. Wilcox Hildreth on the angle attack. It in the net, called on Overton. Four in a row here for the Falcons. Cuts it to 20-13. Overton hasn't really been in any trouble so far in the match. They've swung a couple of different girls in there, but that really hasn't affected why the score has changed in the favor of the Falcons. And a miss hit again as the overpass took Enix into the net. 20-14. It does bring Coach Ryan off the bench to make a couple of adjustments and give a couple of words of encouragement here to her Eagles, who are still in command 20-14. But Wilcox Hildreth with a strong serve at Beavers, set to the outside, rolled across by McKenzie Beavers. The Falcons go to the outside. The attack driven across there by Preston. Enix trying to dump it over, and a double hit called. The passing is suffering right now for Overton, and it is driving their centers into the net, and a timeout will be called. Wilcox Hildreth has scored six in a row. Overton still leads it in the second game, 20-15. We'll be right back.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Out of the Overton timeout, we're in the middle of a good rally here, but it's going to be blocked down by Madison Beavers to end things. First ace block of this game, 21-15 Overton. And checking in to serve it away will be Alex Carlson for Overton, up 21-15 after Wilcox Hildreth had scored six in a row. And how about an ace serve to make it 22-15 and all of a sudden, Overton right back in control. Doesn't take long in rally scoring to gain that momentum back when you've got a big lead. Carlson throws this knuckleball down the right side. Picked up there by Fouts. Outside attack driven across by Preston. Pass back into the net. Preston will get credit for the kill. Her first of this set, and the ball comes back over to Wilcox Hildreth. First game went to Overton, 25-15. They lead game two, 22-16. But Wilcox Hildreth has scrapped their way back here after being down 20-9. Serve is across for Riley Jenkins. Slide right side. Beavers couldn't get a whole lot on it. Jenkins will set to the outside for the Falcons. Short by Preston. Off the block. Dug out here and pushed across by Beavers. That's McKenzie, but she's blocked up front and give Wilcox Hildreth the point. Jessica Harms on the block. And it's 22-17, back within five. Jenkins on the serve, floats it safely in the middle to Beavers. Enix sets to the outside. The attack going to be dropped down that time by Danny Jewett. They went different. They went to a different spot. Everybody was watching Beavers. And Jewett came out there and dropped it across. And a timeout will be called here by Wilcox Hildreth, their final one. 23-17 Overton, 2 points away from our opening match. We'll be right back.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed. Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Out of the timeout, Madison Beavers serves it deep for Overton. So side out here for Wilcox Hildreth. And Shayna Fouts comes in to serve, trailing 23-18 in the second set. Takes it down the near side to Enix. They'll set it right back to Kinsey on the left wing. She drove it into the net, though. And the attack error is point number 19 here for Wilcox Hildreth. Down by 11. They have cut it to 4, but they don't have any more room for errors here because it's 23-19. Fouts serves the 10-foot line Beavers. Here's the set to McKenzie. McKenzie's short side attack is dug out there by Rachel Earhart. Set outside, driven across by Preston. Dig made, but passed close to the net, and Enix can only standing spike that one across. Chance here for the Falcons in the middle. It's going to be punched wide that time by Aspergren and out of bounds, and it is match point now for Overton. And it'll be McKenzie Beavers to go back and serve it away. Back in is Alyssa Bourbon. 24-19, match point here for Overton. And McKenzie floats it down the middle, picked up there by Earhart. Set middle, close to the net, and it'll be tipped across there by Gruel. Opportunity here for Enix. Overset, though, and in the net. Point for Wilcox-Hildreth on the overset. So game point number one avoided, but Wilcox-Hildreth will have to score four in a row. And at the service line will be Cameron Preston. Game point number two for Overton. Preston floats it across, picked up there by Jewett. Short set in the middle. Enix tips it. It's blocked right back there and tipped out of bounds by Overton. Give credit for the point to Mackenzie Aspergren. She got the block. Makes it 24-21. Preston to try and cut it to two. Over to Beavers. Passes off the mark. It's an ace. 24-22. Overton does have one timeout left, and they're going to use it right here. So Wilcox-Hildreth trying to come back from the brink of elimination here. They still need a couple of points. 24-22, Overton leading it, but they were up 20-9, and it looked like this one was put away. Overton won the opening set by a score of 25-15. Whenever the match ends, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show coming your way with a look at some of the stats. Get you ready for our next match. Elm Creek is the third team here, and they'll play Overton next and Wilcox-Hildreth in the final match here this evening on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hildreth, Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So back to serve it away will be Cameron Preston. It is game point and match point number three for the Eagles. And Preston serve down the side to a Beavers. Good pass out there. Middle attack. Enix is going to punch it across and find the floor, and that is that. Kinsey Enix with her fourth kill of the set. And it took a little longer than it looked like it would, but Overton able to finish this one off 25-15 and 25-22. They improved to 6-0, and the Lady Falcons will fall to 3-4. We'll take a break and be back with the numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Welcome back here to Wilcox-Hildreth High School. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Vic Young and the crew for their hospitality. And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years and continue to take care of our area schools and athletes, taking care of the customers from their storefront location in Ord. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Misco's and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the numbers here that we had in this second set. And we will start with what I had for Wilcox-Hildreth. Riley Jenkins had two service points. Cameron Preston, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Jessica Harms, an ace block, three kills. Shayna Fouts had a service point. Rachel Earhart, 5 service points. One was an ace and 4 kills. And Mackenzie Aspergren had an ace block. So 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for Wilcox Hildreth. We'll come back and look at Overton's numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today. Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth and the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Overton in that second set. Kenzie Enix had 4 service points. One was an ace, 4 kills. Danny Jewett had 1 kill. And Diana Arp had a service point and 3 kills. Madison Beavers had a service point, an ace block, 3 kills. Addie Fisher, 2 service points. One was an ace. And Alex Carlson had 5 service points. 2 of them were aces. I had Overton for 11 kills, 1 ace block, and 4 ace serves as they win the second set by a score of 25-22. And they are now 6-0 with the 25-15, 25-22 victory. Wilcox Hildreth will fall to 3-4 on the season. We'll be back and wrap up our first of 3 matches after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades from their storefront location in Ordon, MiscoSports.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. 25-15, 25-22. Overton wins the first match over Wilcox Hildreth. And in about 20 minutes, they'll play Elm Creek, who comes in to tonight's activities with a 5-4 mark. For Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here on Classic Hits. More volleyball back in 15 minutes.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.